This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The two men competing in a key Colorado U.S. Senate race met for the first debate last night in Pueblo, and health care was a big topic. Republican Senator Cory Gardner touted a bill he's introduced that requires insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, but Democrat John Hickenlooper dismissed it as a meaningless gesture.
That bill has 117 words in it. It does nothing to say that insurance companies have to take people with pre-existing conditions on. Again, every expert can riddle the multiple holes. It's almost like Swiss cheese.
Gardner says Hickenlooper's support of a public option would eventually lead to government-run health care. The race will help determine which party controls the Senate next year. Governor Polis says he's worried about hospitalization numbers for the coronavirus. About 200 people are now hospitalized for COVID-19, which is a little bit of an uptick over the previous weeks. State public health officials continue to stress mask wearing and social distancing, and they expect rapid testing to arrive in the state soon. And Colorado cities are extending exceptions to outdoor dining ordinances. Some downtown streets in Colorado Springs will continue to be closed off for dining on weekends through October 24th. That's a month longer than expected. Pueblo is also trying to keep outdoor diners warm and covered. Meanwhile, Denver recently announced its temporary rules for outdoor dining will now run through October of 2021. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.